appreciate you coming on board, Cole. Victor Echo 5, Charlie Lima Victor, portable Echolink. And, yeah, you're coming in 5x5 there, so I'm not sure if you're on the repeater earlier, but it timed out and it's reconnected now. But anyways, have yourself a very good day.
The 3HRY is the one that goes up out. Can you find the frequency on there? The 3HRY, if you want to go, Papa, I guess my audio was turned down if you called the Henry over.
Nothing heard. He must have left the room there, not near the radio there. So, yeah, we're just staying at 7-3 there, Emil. So, I'm going to pass it over to John there as well. A second John on the system there, Mike 7, Sierra Papa Quebec. Go ahead for a panel there. And I want to say congratulations on you becoming a new ham operator. You're going to find this hobby is very good there, and you've got Emil here on his side, and I'm sure he'd like to connect up with you and tell you a little bit about himself and things he does and that sort of thing. So I'm not sure if he's got time allowed this morning for that, but I'm sure he'll come on and say a very good morning to you there, John. Mike 7, Sierra Papa, Quebec. Over to you there, John. So my battery went dead. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't just leave you guys in the wind there. Back to you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's I'm 7FTQ. Yeah. Like I said, I've only been doing it about a month. Managed to get quite a few contacts in a month though, you know. It took me a while. It was a bit mic shy and just listened and too scared to pick up the mic. Well, you know, I thought I'm gonna go for it and can't put the mic down now. So don't mind chatting with anybody now. I'm at home in it's overcast Bolton. It's probably about 20 degrees here at the minute, so it's not very warm. Well, it's warm for us, but not that warm. I'm just in the loft room. I'm working. It's just gone half one in the afternoon here in the UK, or where I am anyway. Just flipping the radio for you about, and yeah, it was good to talk to you guys from the US of A, and yeah, it was good. It was enjoyable. I've got your call signs. I'll look you up on the QRZ for you, and you should be able to find me on there with the M7FTQ. And good to go. So.
Okay, I'll say back to whoever wants to pick up the mic. Back to you guys. Well, congratulations again, John, and thanks for connecting up here with us this morning. Sounds like we have a new friend across the phone there. So,
1, 2, 5.
I'll pass it over
to
Emil there to
say
good afternoon. Over in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Go ahead, Emil, if you're still there and available to talk with John, and wish him a good afternoon there, and welcome to the network. Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, this is E5RJM in the group. With Mike 7, Sierra Papa Quebec. Name was John there. So say good afternoon there to John. Email. B5RGM, maybe clear, 73. And I want to know, did you get my email that I sent you yesterday? I tried to send it, but it came back, and I tried to send it again, and it came back. And I want to make sure that you got my email yesterday, email. Maybe comment on that and then maybe say good afternoon there to that new station and you have operator in the UK. Over to you there, email.
Yeah, okay, very good there, Randy. Thank you for that. And, John, my name is Emil. I'm from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And great to hear you on the Canada Talk Room. I believe your caller is Mike 7, Sierra Papa, Quebec. And, you're new to ham radio. I hope you're keeping a journal of all the calls you make. I kind of wish I would have done that 50 years ago. Back to you there, John. Mike 7, Sierra Papa, Quebec, and congrats of being part of this hobby of a thousand rooms. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Emma. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, like, probably, I don't know how old you guys are, but there seem to be a lot of old people, or older people on here. I'm 55 now, and I did the TV thing back in the late 70s, and a couple of months back, I was just thinking about, going back to TV and seeing who's around, and then kind of branched off, and I'd look at amateur radio because of the bigger frequency range. Looked into it. Took me, did some reading, did some YouTube learning, passed the exam, which I got 25 out of 26, so I'm a bit gutted I lost the point. I would have got 100%. I was a bit gutted. Anyway, so I did that and then listened for a bit. Then I just did a bit more research, looked at repeaters in the local area, see what kind of distances I could have got with this little radio that I've got. So I'm doing pretty well. I've had about 80 miles distance so far. I've had kind of South Wales, which is quite a way away from me. I live in Bolton in the United Kingdom. I best hand it all before they get timed out here. I didn't get your call sign. If you bang that over to me, I'll write it down slowly, and I'll get back to you. And I'll look you up on QRZ. Back to you, Mel.
Yeah, very good there, John. I left the space there. I'm not sure if we had anybody else on frequency of the round table. I just came onto the radio here. But it's all good. The call is Victor Echo 1 Echo Papa. Victor Echo 1 Echo Papa. And yeah, my email is good on QRZ. And you're right. I like to try to keep the Q-Spares under a minute or so. That way other people can jump in and we don't feel like we're hogging the frequency, so to speak. But all good there, John, and I'm not sure how you're connected to the network. I'm watching the dashboard here, but I'm not watching probably the proper dashboard. Glad you can explain how you're connected to the talk group here, over.
Victor Echo, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa from M7FP2. Hi, Mel. I'm connected with my little handheld Biofeng radio to a repeater about 15 miles away, which then, I think, connects on the R-Star network through the internet to the world. So that's why I'm connected at the moment, which is pretty good for them. A little 5 kilowatt bloody radio, which is pretty impressive. Back to you now.
Yeah, very good there, John. I left the pause there in case someone else wanted to jump in and say good morning to you and congrats of getting into ham radio. I like it because we meet new people each day, and even after 50 years, I'm learning new things each day. So it's a great hobby, and I call it a hobby of a lifetime. First you get to know you, then you become acquaintance, and then become your friends, and then you become family. So there you go, John. That's how the system works. Have you ever looked into watching the dashboard as you're speaking there on the top group, over.
Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa from M7FBQ. No, I don't know anything about dashboard or anything like that. Like you said, no, I've got access to QRZ. I've